If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, and we might have different names in about 5 minutes. Right for right now, I'm Billy, and that's TJ, and we have Hope. But it is National Name Yourself Day.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe you weren't happy with the name you were born with. I'm William. I'm Bill.
That sounds so royal. So Regency. I wouldn't mind William.
I'm kind of bummed that I didn't get tagged with Will.
Oh, yeah.
You would kinda prefer like Will over Billy?
Yes. And Billy's fine. People call me Bill. So it's funny. People who know me in the radio world, I'm Billy Kidd. It's both names all the time. Hey, Billy Kidd. People walk into my office. Hey, Billy Kidd. Yeah. But it's never Bill.
Can I start calling you William?
You can call me William.
Is your love for the name Will because of Will Wheaton and he was on Star Trek?
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton. I don't know. I just think Will is cooler than Bill.
Okay.
So I guess if I had to do it my own way, you know, you pop out of the womb. You get to name yourself. I would have been Will instead of Bill. But actually, I would have been, I've thought about that. I thought about this overnight. I would have been Jackson.
Oh.
Spelled how?
The normal way.
Yo, you wouldn't go for a J-A-X?
No, J-A-X-S-E-O-N. None of that stuff.
Okay.
Just Jackson. I don't know why. I like that name.
I'm going to Jackson.
Jackson, yeah.
Okay. Then your mama could have sang that to you. I have a couple name suggestions for you.
Okay.
That I think you would like even more.
Okay.
Might I suggest Anakin? Anakin.
You know, I bet Anakin there's Anakin's kid. In real life. I bet there's people that name their kids Anakin.
I know there is. And you could have been one of them.
Could have been one of them.
Or Nomad.
Oh. Boom.
Nomad. That would be my hippie name.
Nomad for a man who sleeps in his truck. And
so hold on.
And loves,
for people who don't know about the truck, there's an actual. I built a bed.
That
and
doesn't
a kitchen.
Make it any better.
It
Billy.
Makes it better than just sounds like I'm sleeping in my truck in the Walmart parking lot.
Makes me sound like I'm a crazy person. I have an actual bed.
All right,
in so the back of my pickup
you
truck.
You would call me Anakin
or Nomad
or Nomad.
Yes.
Did you ever have a name for yourself that you would have preferred?
Oh yeah. I would have loved Moxie.
Moxie. Or you've got Moxie, kid. What year is it?
Or Maisie. Moxie or Maisie?
I could see you as Maisie.
A Maisie? Yeah. I don't know why. Or my grandmother's name was Pearl. And I've always loved that.
That would have been nice. And working Pearl? At a country station, Pearl would fit
Pearl.
Right in.
So a Pearl or, I don't know, Maisie.
My name for you.
Oh.
Would have been one of, I came up with three.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so scared.
You could have been either Vicky, Brenda,
or Sherry.
Sherry.
I don't know. Sherry, it's kind of like, I don't know, like.
Vicky.
That just is the name that popped in my head when I sat down and I thought, okay, take the name TJ away. I close my eyes. You know, I'm sitting in my room and I'm like, what would I call her? What would I call her?
Okay, I'm looking at her stupid face right now. What would I call her stupid face?
And the name
and her
Vicky
glasses.
Was the first one that popped up. I don't know why. I have no idea why. Hope? Do you have a preferred name other than your birth name? If you could name yourself right now, what would it be?
Well, when I was a kid, I begged my mom to change my name to Ariel. I was like, hope is a word. It's not a name. I want to be like the Little Mermaid. You should call me Ariel.
Ariel's a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
It's an antenna.
Do you know what I think your name should have been?
Oh, what do you think my name should have been?
My advice for you is to change your name to Anastasia.
Oh.
See, this is interesting.
Anastasia.
Because my name for you would be Willow or Luna. So all of those names are not your normal run-of-the-mill.
Ethereal.
Yes.
Or
they're all kind of whimsical names.
The name that everybody calls you, but it's not your real name, which is Paige.
Yes.
Everybody's like, hey, Paige. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
The great music.
Anakin, Anastasia, and Vicky. It's the B Morning Coffee Club.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so uncreative. You're so lucky you have me.
92.5 WBEE. We're talking about, it's Name Yourself Day. So we came up with our own names, what we thought we would like to be named. And then we thought it'd be interesting to name each other what I think your name would be. So Hope, I thought you should be Willow or Luna. Do you have names for us?
Yes. I have no basis for this first one for you, Billy, other than vibes.
Okay.
Nigel.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh. Wow. Nigel. No, he's not proper enough to be a Nigel.
I don't know.
I read a lot of books, but I use a lot of slang. I'm not very formal. I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of guy. I think Nigel would be more of a buttoned up kind of guy.
Correct.
Second one, just because of all the outdoorsiness, Cliff.
I like Cliff.
Wouldn't that be like, that sounds like a lumberjack.
I like Cliff.
I live out in Eagle Bay outside of Lake Placid. I like to be in the woods.
I'd be I'm down Cliff. For Cliff.
I got my plaid on.
Oh my gosh. I only shop at Costco. I sleep in my truck. Call me Cliff. What's your last name? Cliff.
Again, Cliff. I feel personally insulted by all these names. Did you have names for her?
Of course I do.
Oh, of course you did.
Oh, we're out of time.
No, go ahead, Hope. What do you got?
First one, of course, comes from her favorite TV show.
Oh, is it a Bridgerton thing?
It is a Bridgerton thing.
Oh my gosh, you too.
Daphne.
Oh, I can see you as a Daphne.
I don't really think you have the vibe of the character Daphne on Bridgerton, but the name itself.
It's a pretty name. It's better than Vicky or whatever he had to be named.
Vicky, Brenda, or Sherry.
Oh, my God.
The second one I had for you.
Yeah?
Gretchen. Now, you're a redneck woman. You ain't no high class broad. I can see you as a
Gretchen. First of all, Gretchen to me sounds worldly, right? Like
I just see Gretchen Wilson.
Like that's what's the vibe.
That's all
no,
I see.
Very international.
You go with that. Got some country music news for you. It's the B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. Speaking of Luke Combs, he is one of the biggest names in all of country music. He's selling out stadiums. He's got 16 number one hits. So he probably lives in a big, huge mansion, right? Not at all. He lives in a 2,000 square foot house, two bedrooms. He says it's me and my wife. We have a room. The boys share a room. And we're always close together. It's always tight in there. Most of his time when he's not headlining festivals, he says, is very pedestrian. He and his wife are very hands-on with their kids. No nanny. Which I don't know that I can name a single artist that doesn't have a nanny taking care of their kids. Or at least watching over the kids at some point in the day.
Which means she's probably not going on the road with him.
Or she's with him on the road. And stays on the bus with the kids.
Okay.
That's got to be what it means.
It has to.
Well, he's got enough money. She doesn't have to work. They got plenty of cash.
So he's doing this on purpose, or he's doing this because he just doesn't feel like buying a house?
Well,
because shopping for a house is a pain.
The next sentence in the paragraph says, when asked if they have plans for the future, Nicole says, we're building. So that must mean there's a giant house coming. But
being built somewhere.
Good for them for waiting and saving and, you know, doing it right. Riley Green, living the dream. First, he sold out a show in the Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto, and then he got to have live batting practice with the Blue Jays, and he even hit one over the wall, which is a big deal. He was a big baseball player back in the day. Blake Shelton had some storm damage. Remember all that wind that rolled through the Midwest? He had an issue with his farm in Oklahoma.
We had some super high winds here in Oklahoma last week, and believe it or not, that is an upside down like duck house that I had for my old pet duck that used to sit down there at the edge of the water for old duck to get in. And a storm hit and blew it all the way up here. I don't have a clue where the duck ended up.
But that's Oklahoma weather for you. So I'm going to use the big long thing and drag this thing out of here. Well, I got my Kubota, don't need no truck. Only thing I'm missing is my old pet duck.
If you're not following Blake Shelton on his social media.
He's so fun.
He is one of the most entertaining, funniest guys out there.
He's someone you just want to hang out with.
By the way, the duck, according to the post that we pulled that audio from, says Blake says the duck answers to the name Trace Atkins is an a-hole.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.